From Spark and Anvil and Real Forge, this is Sharp in Chapter 1 of the Real Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a shaded corner of the Real Forge courtyard, a lynx tween named Sharp had two flowers in front of the camera, one near, one far, and only one of them was clear. "Look," Sharp said to the kid peering through the viewfinder. The near flower stood crisp and bright, every petal sharp. Behind it, the far flower melted into a soft green blur. "Your eye can't help it. It goes straight to the clear one. The blurry one is there, but it's not what you're looking at." Then Sharp turned the lens a hair, and the focus slid. The near flower went soft and dreamy. The far flower snapped clear, and the kid's eye jumped, helplessly, to the newly clear one. "See? I moved your eye without moving anything. What's sharp is what you look at. Focus is a finger pointing." The kid blinked. "Whoa, I didn't decide to look at it. It just pulled me." "That's the whole power of it," Sharp said. "What's clear is what they can't help watching."
Sharp had learned that young, in a den full of noise. Lynxes hear everything, and when Sharp was small, the whole forest came at her at once. Wind, water, 100 rustlings, all equally loud, a wall of noise she couldn't sort. It made her frantic. Her father, who hunted by attention, taught her a thing that changed her life. You can't take it all in, so choose one. He taught her to let the whole forest go soft, a blur of background sound, and make just one thread of it sharp, the single small rustle that mattered. The rest didn't disappear. It just stopped competing. "You were drowning because everything was equally loud," her father said. "The trick isn't hearing more. It's letting most of it blur, so the one thing you need can finally stand clear." Sharp felt the frantic wall of noise settle into a calm room with one clear voice in it, and she never forgot the relief of it. That clarity wasn't about seeing more. It was about letting the rest soften.
Sharp padded into Real Forge at 12, because a place that made pictures ought to understand that the eye, like the ear, can only truly hold one clear thing. Slate met her at the gate and asked for one thing. "Make me look exactly where you want, and nowhere else." Sharp set two objects before the camera, a key up close, a face far behind, and made the key razor sharp, the face a soft blur. "I'm looking at the key," Slate said. "I can't help it." Then Sharp slid the focus back to the face, and the key went to mist. "And now the key's gone, and I'm looking at the face, and I feel like something just shifted in the story." Slate was quiet. "You pointed my eye, and I followed like it was my own idea." "What's sharp is what you look at," Sharp said. Slate said, "You belong here." And the words landed clear and warm, one bright thing in a soft courtyard.
Sharp's workshop filled up with kids whose frames were too busy to feel. One afternoon, a kid came in stuck, holding a shot crammed with detail. "It's a scene where a girl finds a lost letter," the kid said. "But there's so much stuff in the frame. The whole messy room, everything sharp, all equal, and you can't tell the letter is the important thing. It just sits there in the clutter." On the screen, it was true. Everything crisp, everything competing, the letter lost among it. Sharp knew that clutter. It was her forest, all equally loud. "Everything's sharp," Sharp said, "so nothing gets to be the point. Your eye has nowhere to land. Make the letter clear, and let the whole messy room go soft behind it." Sharp adjusted an imagined lens. Now the room is still there. It's still the same room, but it's blurred, out of the way, and the letter is the one crisp thing, so the eye goes straight to it, every time and can't be distracted. The kid refilmed it, the letter sharp, the cluttered room a soft wash behind, and lit up. Now you have to look at the letter. There's nowhere else to go. Because you stopped making everything compete, Sharp said. One clear thing, the rest softened. That's not hiding the room. It's choosing what matters and letting the eye rest there.
Later, when the workshop had emptied, the kid came back, quiet. How do you decide what to keep sharp? The kid asked. Sharp thought about the forest and the frantic wall of noise and the single clear thread her father had taught her to find. You keep sharp the one thing the moment is about, Sharp said. Then you let everything else soften. Not delete it, just soften it so it stops shouting. The blur isn't the enemy. The blur is generous. It steps back so the one thing that matters can finally be seen. Sharp looked out at the courtyard, where the near stones stood clear and the far ones hazed gently into afternoon. The world gives us too much, all at once, all equally loud. Focus is how you say this. Look at this. I've made everything else soft so you can. The kid nodded slowly, and Sharp watched the overwhelmed crease ease out of their face. The same calm she'd found as a small lynx when a roaring forest settled into one clear sound. And Sharp didn't say the last part aloud, but it settled steady and bright in her chest. You were never bad at seeing. There was just too much, all clamoring at once. Let the rest go soft. The thing that matters will come clear.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sharp. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.